creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
We're out on location this morning in the middle of town. We're looking and talking about the play Punch, which is at the, that's at the Nottingham Playhouse, Saturday the 4th, yesterday, to Saturday the 25th of May. It's written by Nottingham's very own James Graham, and I'm pleased to say that we've got a couple of the cast members to tell us a little bit more about the play. Emma Pallant, who plays Jacob's mum in the play, and Alec Bowden, who plays, well, you've got two or three parts, haven't you?
Just so, a few. Just, yeah.
So we'll talk about them as well. So, Emma, if I can start with you. I mean, you're no stranger to the Playhouse stage, having been in First Touch and Lava and over the last few years, and also no stranger to the Royal Shakespeare Company as well. But you started your rise at Bilborough College, I understand.
I did, yeah. That was where I did my first Shakespeare, actually. I did Measure for Measure there many, many years ago. And I was also part of a Nottinghamshire company called Acorn, which was like a council-run youth drama group. So I did that there and went to Bilborough, went to Fernwood Comp, and, yeah, that's where I started out in here, shiny old Nottingham.
And I believe that's where you first sort of got your love for theatre as well, with going to the Playhouse.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I went to see stuff a lot there, doing my A-level in drama at Bilborough. We had to go and see a certain number of productions a year, so I would kind of, you know, book out what I was going to see, and then I was just like, I'm going back to see that again, and, you know, got the bug there, definitely. It was definitely born here in the city.
Brilliant. Now, Alec, you're also Nottingham-born as well, born and bred. This is your first stage role. What are the nerves like for you?
Yeah, first professional job. I get to work under James Graham, which is an absolute blessing, I think, to all of us. The nerves, I'm fresh out of drama school, and so I've just had my run of doing my Shakespeare, and I got to work with Patsy Rodenberg, and so the nerves are quite settled, actually. It's more of an exciting opportunity to showcase our work and to spread a story for Nottingham and to represent.
Good, good. You've got Playhouse connections as well.
A while back, started off at Homegrown, which was a new company brought up by Martin Berry and Natalie. And that's where they sort of got me into the game, and then went and did my training, and then now I'm back for more. So
brilliant. So tell us a little bit about Punch. What's it all about?
Okay, so the story is based on a real event, which then became a book. So Jacob Dunn wrote this book called Right from Wrong, and it's the story of his life in the Meadows. And then one night he goes out with his mates, gets into an altercation in town, throws one punch, which unfortunately leads to the fatality of a young man. And then he goes through the restorative justice system, and through that meets the parents of that deceased young man. And through that process, he's sort of rehabilitated and he's completely turned his life around. So he wrote a book about that process, and James Graham has adapted that for the stage. So it's very much based in Nottingham. It's a story of the city. It's a story of hope, forgiveness, unlikely friendships. I don't know. It's wonderful, actually. It's a roller coaster of all kinds of things, but mostly at its centre is, I suppose, forgiveness and hope and Nottingham, I would say.
You play Jacob's mum.
I do.
Of course, tell us a little bit about that, Rob, because as a parent, I can't imagine what it would be like for what happens to Jacob and his parents. And it's like a rippling effect, isn't it, with the people all around him. It must be quite an emotional thing to, you know, to portray someone who's the mother of somebody who's, I'm trying not to give anything too much away here, but does what he does.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. It's tricky because I don't want to give anything away, but you have the empathy, obviously, for that situation, that character, but also because there's another mother in the play, played by Julie Hesmanhouse. She plays the mother of the boy that died, the man that died, unfortunately, in that incident. Then she's also playing another mother who is, in a way, grieving, just as she is, for, you know, the loss of their children. So you've got this sort of lovely double link of these two characters, both as mothers. It is very emotional, I have to say. But because we're all playing many, many characters, it's not immersive. I don't kind of find it upsetting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a real challenge, and we play lots of different characters all amongst the company. So it's wonderful. It's wonderful to tell that story, I have to say. But definitely the mother is quite a banger of a role.
Alec, you one of the main roles that you play is D.S. Villiers.
Yeah.
Villiers, did I get that right?
Yeah, you did indeed.
What part does he play in the play?
Unfortunately, he's got to sort of be the one to put Jacob behind the bars. He's a powerful man, and he brings a new element to the play. But it's been nice for me because I've had to sort of access this more mature role, which has definitely stretched me. But no, it's the turning point of the play, and it's when everything really comes together. So it's been interesting and deep to sort of research. Yeah.
And you say it's a more mature role. I mean, how old are you?
I'm 23.
So, yeah.
My other role I'm playing is Wrath. And he's a bit closer to home, and I'm trying to bring sort of the authenticity from all my friends back home and give them a side of Nottingham that people don't really get to see day to day. Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, this sort of the story of it's something that could happen any Friday, Saturday night out, couldn't it? So,
absolutely.
You know, it's quite frightening, really, when you think about it.
Absolutely, and that's part of what this play and why this production is on is that it's also got a wraparound work with it, which is to do with promoting awareness of this one punch phenomenon, which is that you might just be out, just swing one punch, think it's nothing, but that actually does lead to a quite high proportion of fatalities. You know, that head injuries are a massive problem. So it's also got support work for people who want to kind of learn about restorative justice, learn about the criminal justice system, about dialogue instead of violence. So there's a lot of other stuff supporting the production. So if you're interested in anything to do with that, there's talks after the show, there's, you know, kind of supporting materials, there's online work and all sorts of stuff. So it's a big project, which the play is at the centre, but there's loads of other stuff around it for people who are interested.
Now then, there's four other characters involved in this play as well. Tell us a little bit about the characters and the people who play them.
The other actors in the company.
Yes, yes.
So we have David, who is playing Jacob, the character of Jacob, who's the central character, and he's basically on stage the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the sort of central voice, the narrative voice, and he's wonderful. I mean, everybody is wonderful in it, let me just say.
Yeah, he has a big job.
But it's beautiful work, it's great. Then we have Julie, as I mentioned before, who's playing his nan and also the mother of the deceased young man. Do you want to take over the others?
We've got Tony playing Tony, which is...
That's easy to remember then.
No, he tends to be playing the dads of everyone in the cast and in the play and out of the play, which is quite exciting. But no, he's learning what sort of characters of Nottingham are like, and he's nailing the accent at the minute, so it's an experience for him as well.
And then we have another Nottingham actor, Shalisha, who is playing Nicola, who is from Restorative Justice, which is the sort of central message of the play, really, about how you can do something other than punish people for crimes, but actually restore them, get them back into society, get them to do good in society. And she's brilliant in that. She also plays, again, like we all do, many other characters, but that's what we're working on today, is her actually bringing that interview to bear, them all meeting in the same room. Yeah.
Shalisha was from around the area, so it's actually nice to have a real voice
describing
what it's like from her point of view, and she knows the family and stuff like that, so it's really an exciting room to be in.
Now then, there's a vocal coach as well. Obviously the Nottingham people don't need that vocal coach. So when you sort of sit back and you listen to other people trying to do the Nottingham accent, but getting the Nottingham accent, I mean, what's your thoughts? Because, I mean, we take it for granted, you know, we listen to people.
I learned quite early on that Nottingham's actually one of the hardest accents to do because there's no rhythm. We've got no sort of baseline that you can just listen to. So I'm having a splendid time giving Julie advice on how to do a nan. It is it's the highlights of my day. But they're all trying really hard.
Yeah.
And they want it to be right. And I think we've had to make some decisions based on where it fits and where it doesn't, sort of thing. But it's nice to be in the room and to hear it. And we've just come from London, and it's well, now we're surrounded by the accent.
Yeah.
It's so nice. It's just welcoming, and you feel at home again.
Yeah.
Now, something that I ask all actors that I chat to is about learning lines. Mm. I know there's no secret to learning lines, but what works for you two with learning lines?
Well, I know, I think there's a funny thing where people say, oh, everyone always asks how you learn lines, but I genuinely think it's a really interesting question. Mm. How do we really learn their
everyone's
lines?
Got
it's
their
really
own.
Interesting. Yeah, everyone's, yeah. As you say, everyone's yeah. got their own technique. To me, it really depends on the play. If it's something, actually, if it's written in verse or something, I actually learn it quite quickly because the rhythm, like you were saying about a bassline rhythm, it actually goes in a bit like music, like you would if you were listening to a song, your favourite song, you by the end of the week, listening to it 50 times, you know it off by heart kind of thing. But if it's, this script is quite difficult, it's quite sort of choppy, isn't it? It's got lots of dot, dot, dots. And I found that really hard, I have to say. So sometimes I write it out, sometimes I record it, sometimes it just goes in, no reason why. It's funny, I don't know really. I don't know how we do it. It's a mystery. Mm. How do you think about it?
I do not believe you can sit in bed and learn a script. Especially if I had David's part, good God, I could not learn that. I think you need to be up on your feet, embodying, using the breath. And to be honest with you, when you're in a rehearsal room and you've got James Graham and Adam Penford watching, you'll do a scene three times and by the end, you will know that scene. Because you want to, and you want to impress, and you want to be alive in the scene. And it's not about being selfish and learning your role, it's about being there for the other person and giving them the capacity to be able to get up into the space and do the work that's required.
Plus, of course, you and the others, they give each other cues to, you know, that one way of learning it as well. So you've got to rely on your fellow actor, haven't you?
Yeah, it's a very strong room as well. Yeah. And we're all learning off each other, so it's a really great experience.
Brilliant. Tell us how we can get tickets to come see Punch.
Well, you can go online. I don't know the address, but if you Google Nottingham Playhouse tickets, it's sure it'll come up. The easiest pie. You can ring the box office.
We're on the tram stop posters now. We're plastered all over Nottingham.
Or go in person. There's a lovely old box office team in person. You don't often get that in theatres anymore. That's open. If
and
people are
Playhouse offer pay what you can nights.
Yes, they do.
Oh, well, it's best to go to the website and just see.
Google that because that's always a really fabulous night, I have to say. It's always really full and full of it's always really buzzy. I really love those nights. My favourite.
Brilliant. So, thank you so much for taking your time out. I know that it's been busy, but please have to drag you away anyway for it. Punch is on at the Nottingham Playhouse until the 25th of May. Go down and see it. Thanks, guys.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.